We're seeing signs of a slowing U.S. economy today. After a summer of frenetic hiring, employers added just 235,000 jobs in August. That's from the Labor Department this morning. And to economists, this is a disappointing surprise. What happened? Let's go to Scott Horsley, NPR's chief economics correspondent. And Scott, COVID, COVID, COVID. That was one economist's tweet upon seeing these lukewarm job numbers today. Is the pandemic the story here?
Yes, the pandemic is definitely the story here, and not entirely a surprise. I think economists expected to see some slowdown, but maybe not as much of a slowdown as we actually saw in August. You know, there's been a real spike in coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths in recent weeks, and that spike has taken some of the air out of the tires of the jobs recovery, and we see that in this Labor Department report.
Now, where does this report suggest the jobs actually fell off? Now, in the summer, hiring really picked up in leisure and hospitality and retailing as a lot of us, you know, kind of went back out of the house to buy these services. Where'd they fall off?
Right. Throughout the pandemic, restaurants and retailers have been sort of the canary in the coal mine. For good and for bad, they've been the indicator. And that was the story here as well. Restaurants, after adding 250,000 jobs in July, lost 42,000 jobs in August. Retailers also lost jobs in August. Whenever the case counts have spiked during this pandemic, people have gotten more cautious about going out to eat or going out to shop in person, travel, those kinds of things. And we definitely see that in the August jobs numbers.
Now, let's step back a little from just August. If we look back across the pandemic, we're still 5 million jobs short of where we were before COVID. Where longer term do we see jobs growing in this economy?
Well, we continue to see job gains in August, for example, in warehousing and transportation, because people are still shopping and they're doing a lot more shopping online these days. That's been a boon for people who work in Amazon warehouses and drive UPS vans and that sort of thing. That's, in fact, the only industry where employment totals right now are higher than they were pre-pandemic. But we're seeing gains in other industries as well. Factories, for example, have done a lot of hiring. They actually hired more people in August than they did in July, and they would have hired more still if they could have found more workers. We got a survey of factory managers this week that showed demand for factory products is going gangbusters right now, but they're having trouble keeping up with both parts and workers.
And finally, Scott, you often tell us this is just one month's number here, right? We had kind of gangbuster job numbers in the summer. August was quite disappointing. What do we make of this one apparently dramatic month?
Well, sometimes there is statistical noise in these reports, and you have to keep that in mind. So some of this may be noise, but I think this is also a strong signal that this economic recovery still depends very much on gaining control of the pandemic. In August, we lost some control. We're not doing as well at getting people vaccinated as we need to. And as those case counts go up and the hospitalizations go up and the deaths go up, that's taking a toll on the economy. And we're seeing that very clearly in this report this morning.
Yeah, I recall talking to economists who said the leading economic indicator is the virus. And you seem to be suggesting that much as well. Scott Horsley,
absolutely,
NPR's chief economic correspondent. Thanks for the time.
Good to be with you.